As we come close to the end of the year, a special opportunity is coming up for young men who are discerning the priesthood. The annual discernment retreat is coming up December 19th to the 21st. And joining us today to tell us a little bit more about it is Father Peter Julia. He is the director of the Office of Vocations here in the Archdiocese of Portland. Good morning, Father Peter.
Good morning, Brenda. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you doing today? I think the last time we spoke, you were getting ready to make some trips around to the different seminaries to meet our seminarians here in the Archdiocese. Did you complete that tour?
Yeah. I went, first, I think I started with California this time. So I was at St. Patrick, saw the guys there, but they needed one of our seminarian vehicles. So I actually drove down there.
Road trip.
Yeah. But then I flew back, but I stopped at Our Lady of the Mountain in Ashland. Father Brent Crow, the pastor there, is one of my friends from seminary days. So that was a good halfway. It's almost exactly a halfway point. And then, flew back. So saw those fellas there and they're doing well. And then, I think it was Rome after that. And then Bishop White after that. And I also drove to Bishop White too, just because some of the plane fares are crazy.
Okay.
For a flight to Spokane.
Just to get to Spokane, huh?
It used to be like $90. Not so much anymore.
But
I kind of like road tripping and stuff, so I got to go see those guys. And then we had the what's called the Episcopal Council meeting at, or sometimes they just call it the Bishop Vocation Director meeting. And that was at Mount Angel. And then Mount Angel also had their benefit dinner. So yeah, a very busy month for vocationally driven things for sure.
Well, yeah. Wonderful. So when I think we've talked about this before, and we have the young seminarians at the various colleges that you send them to, or the archdiocese, and do you look at their application or their academics and go, I think this person would go very well if they were just here in Spokane, or we're going to keep them very local here at Mount Angel? I mean, is that part of the process, or does the seminarian get to have a choice too into where they'd like to go?
Yeah, that's definitely part of the process. They don't have too much of a choice because they don't really know at that point. Like, they might know something, basic about it, but we know a lot more about how the institution itself kind of runs and what they do. Like Bishop White definitely very much so caters to men who are out of high school.
Okay.
The common denominator in the house is probably 19, 20,
really?
21-year-old guys. And so it's way smaller, 20, I think at max it's about 25-ish guys or so. So they have the propedeutic program there called Cor Christi. And then there's the Bishop White. And they're kind of integrated in some regard. They're separate buildings at the moment, but they still eat, and they only have the chapel right now at the Bishop White building. They'll eventually have the chapel at the Cor Christi building as well. But so that's a lot smaller. And then you have this common denominator of all young men. And so that kind of works pretty well. So yeah, definitely it depends on the guy and like where we would think he would fit best.
Father Peter, for men who are thinking about this too, and again, ranging from ages of young men in high school and up, they have been placed on their heart this thought about becoming a priest, and they have an opportunity coming up to actually look at that vocation and examine it and discern it very closely at an upcoming retreat. It's the discernment retreat. It's a little bit earlier this year. Why is that?
Yeah. So this year, we always call it the Archbishop's Discernment Retreat because it really is run by the Archbishop. I'm there. And of course, the Archbishop will ask, I'm sitting right next to him and he'll ask me to cover certain topics, but largely he really runs all the conferences. But he is actually speaking at the Denver Sikh conference this year. And Sikh is always like the first weekend in January or something, which is when we would always do the discernment retreat. And so we were like, oh, let's shift it earlier. But we always wanted to do it during the time where there's still the break especially for college students and a lot of the guys who are ready to enter so that they can go on the retreat. But in some ways, I don't know, we might keep it in December because the application deadlines have kind of moved forward because they're starting all these propedeutic years sometimes earlier, like in July and early August. So it gives guys more time to actually apply to do so a little bit earlier. So I think that, but that's why this year we had changed it, but it might stay in this kind of mid to late December potentially. I guess we'll just see how it goes and see how many guys sign up for it as well.
So for the men who will be signing up and attending this retreat, at what point of their discernment process are they at? Are they just like, boy, it's as wide open, maybe with an idea like Quo Vadis Days is, just to kind of get a flavor of it? Or are these really men who are hearing the voice of God in their lives, maybe feeling a call to become a priest, and now this discernment becomes a little bit more focused?
It's always been a little bit of a mix, but I would definitely say that the men at the discernment retreat, it's a bit more serious, you know, because the men for Quo Vadis are young, you know, high school age guys. But a lot of the guys who come to the discernment retreat are definitely like college, post-college. Sometimes there's a couple guys like late in high school that will have come, just kind of depending on how serious they are about things. But this has actually always been the spot where it's kind of the turning point, where many of the guys who think that they're going to apply go to the retreat, and then they apply like right afterward. It's kind of almost been the deciding spot for many of the men, including me as well. Like I went twice on the retreat the first year. You know, I think like it, even working wise and stuff, I just wasn't quite ready. And then I went the second year, and it was right after the retreat that I began application and stuff like that. So yeah, it's really interesting. It's definitely like a turning point for most of the guys, I would say.
And then Father, from this, now I think young people, especially seniors in high schools, they are starting to make those steps and fill out their applications for colleges already for next fall. Yeah. What's the process and deadline and the cutoffs that people need to be aware of, at least the young men who are applying to seminary?
Yeah, we usually want people to be done by, I would say probably by the end of March most of the time. And does it carry over sometimes a little bit longer than that, and somebody might apply a little bit later? Yeah, usually every year you have something like that. But the challenge is the seminary itself also has an interview for the guy. So there's kind of like two acceptances. Okay. You have to be accepted by whatever the sponsoring diocese or archdiocese, but then you also have to be accepted by the seminary, because every once in a while, somebody might be a little bit on a borderline, and then the seminary does the interview and they might say, we don't think that the guy's ready.
Oh.
And so in that reason, you can't send a guy to a seminary where the seminary doesn't think that he's ready to go yet. So sometimes that happens, and it happens to every diocese too. And it's tricky. You know, you might give that guy a couple pointers on what they think that he needs to work on to be able to apply maybe the following year or something like that. So yeah, so they need their time too to be able to schedule with the seminary itself. And then Mount Angel has the earliest start time. Their propedeutic stage is like the first week of July. So you really need to get like a guy completely processed in the diocese and then set up with Mount Angel to interview. And then all of a sudden he's gonna be there in July, where everybody thinks more like fall when you're thinking of colleges. But gosh, I don't even know why we see that with colleges. Most colleges seem to start in August. That's not fall.
That definitely, you know, is not fall. You're right.
It's just like, so it's earlier than everybody thinks, I think.
And I would imagine, Father Peter, that the process to apply to become a priest, a little bit more extensive and much more time consuming than it would be for, say, a senior in high school who's looking to go to college next fall.
Yeah, we were just talking about your son as well, being a Marine. Yeah, the seminary application is more in-depth in some ways than a military application.
Oh.
In some regards, military application, they might dig in a little bit deeper on your background check, but they don't have like a psychological evaluation in military. But there's that's a big part of the application for a seminarian. That's one of the things that probably takes the longest is the psychological eval. So that's a whole other, and it's kind of like almost anything that you would do in the church. Often you could be really accountable to getting your stuff done, but you're always going to have to rely on stuff outside of you, like your four references.
Okay.
You know, so it takes those people time to turn things back in, or, you know, you request transcripts, and sometimes the schools take a little bit of time and they could be a little slow sometimes in responding. And so you're always waiting on material. You know, you have your sacramental records as well. And it all depends. Like I had all my sacramental records were done in like different states. You know, it's like baptism in New York and then First Communion in New Jersey and then confirmation in Texas. And so all these different things. So sometimes, hopefully, you know, everything is up and up and you get your baptismal record and has all those things recorded. But yeah, so there's a lot of things you have to wait on. So you just kind of have to be on top of it. And it just takes a while to get everything all compiled. Oh, yeah. Can I mention one more thing?
Absolutely.
So it's at Our Lady of Peace Retreat House in Beaverton.
Okay.
And so you basically, everybody arrives for about 6 p.m. on Friday night, and then we have dinner and then the first conference, and then all day Saturday. And then basically you end at lunch, after lunch on Sunday. So that's kind of like the structure of the retreat. And of course, everybody stays in the retreat house because Our Lady of Peace is a retreat house. And so, yeah, a really good time.
Oh, excellent. Well, for young men who are considering the priesthood and want to attend this retreat, I'll be sure to add information that'll get you right to the vocations page. And you'll find read all the information on the Archbishop's Discernment Retreat. Again, it's coming up December 19th to the 21st. Father Peter, always a great morning when you join us. Thanks for being with us
today.
Thanks,
Brenda. Good to be with you.